On this Monday afternoon, it's time now to check the agricultural futures markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's the senior grains analyst at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, the forecast still has rainfall in it, but not as much. And I guess it looks like to traders that it's going to be better than expected. And they pushed the market lower on that. Any other reasons?
Well, mainly the forecast is number one priority. It's the headline newsmaker. A lot of people watch the weather and looking for some type of news to go off of. And even though it might not be ideal for everyone, but for the most part, there's been some progress made. This afternoon's planned progress, expecting anywhere from 15 to 20% complete as a nation. I question whether we'd be anywhere near 20%, but there's some areas where guys are half done, and some areas, well, just a very, very few areas where, they're a little bit more aggressive than that. But for the most part, if the forecast does cooperate, the trade's looking at the overall country having a pretty good planting event here as we move into mid-May, with the forecast showing below normal precipit once we get past this next rain event.
What are the folks that you're talking to about the weather saying, other than this below normal precip on this weather event coming up, and below normal being less, I suppose, than what was predicted to begin with?
Well, somebody wished a little too hard for the rain to stop, and it looks like it's going to stop, for a while. There's going to be some chances as we move along, but for the most part, it's a drier pattern. We've been in a wet pattern, and the idea is that we are going to switch to a six-week drier pattern, which would get us in the time window in here needed to get some field work accomplished. But weather's going to be the main theme, the main headline. We'll see how the overnight maps come in and see where we are tomorrow, see if we have confirmation of this pattern shift. But, with the tight old crop supplies we had on hand and the urgency to get the crop in the ground, we're taking a little bit of weather premium out of the marketplace. I don't foresee just sharply lower from here until we get more into the next week in here and see where we are, because it's still critical to make sure this crop gets off to a timely start and has favorable growing conditions throughout the entire part of the growing season.
I suspect the producers that you talk to vary widely on how quickly they think they can get into the field to actually plant, with some already in the field. What about the rest of them?
Well, it's going to be slow going. For those who are in a situation where their farm doesn't dry out that quick and been, hit with some rain, it's just going to take some time. We'll see how things unfold in here. As the temperature warms up in here, and things can turn in a hurry. I've not heard of anybody on a wide scale switching from corn to beans. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is the guys in the Dakotas was looking at some snow cover here just a little while ago, but that snow cover's gone, and they're a little bit more optimistic they might be able to farm this year. So it's sort of a day to day. In fact, it's more 6 hours to 6 hours, because the weather maps do come out quite often. Depends which model you look at. They don't always agree. And then there's a lot of wisetail type of forecast, too, on the color of the caterpillars and whether there's water vapor off these jets flying in the air also. So we'll see how this thing unwinds here as we get going here into mid-May. But right now the trade's expecting 35 to 40% of the corn crop being in the ground by the middle part of next week.
USDA on Mondays always releases the inspections. That's a report that we always look forward to. What did it show this morning, and did it say anything different about the marketplace than what we've known so far as it relates to exports?
Well, exports continue to struggle. That's the worst part about the high prices in through here. High prices cure high prices, low prices cure low prices. And the fear is we've lost, some demand, but the biggest fear is we're losing market share. And that's been quite evident over the years. The market really actually needs to go lower here to stimulate demand and to stimulate some world demand, particularly for corn. We've been on this big ethanol binge, and that's helped a ton. But the export market sort of is the cream of the crop here, and we just need to make sure we regain some interest here and get this demand back on track, because there's nothing worse than having a big crop and this demand not bouncing back as well as we want it to.
And speaking of demand, let's switch from new crop to old crop and discuss just a bit the demand situation domestically. Cargill announcing, I think, in Indiana that it's going to close down a soybean processing plant. Ethanol plants have been shuttering their doors for a while, some of them at least, some of them because it's scheduled, but others really saying we just can't get enough corn. That has an effect on demand and really an effect on the bottom line once we get to the end of the year. Increasing the amount of corn, maybe even soybeans, I suppose, that might be left over from the last marketing year.
It's tight. It's tough. And for those who have survived in the agricultural complex here over modern-day times, is had a sharp pencil. And, you know, they're just not going to go broke if they can help it. They're going to do things to stay in business. They want to stay in business. They want to make money just like everybody else does. And if it involves, you know, going as far as trying other sources of getting the job done, they'll do it. The main thing is, you know, if they're going to take some downtime, they'll take some downtime. And, you know, we've seen a lot of consolidation, and we've been in a situation where some people have not made it through it, and so hopefully they'll do what's right here, and they'll be around to buy new crop and keep this demand base growing here as we move on down the wrong road long term. But nobody has to go broke and has to buy. They're going to do what they need to do to survive, and they're doing that.
I suppose it's important maybe to talk about the December contract or the nearby May contract, which gapped lower today on the daily charts too in the corn pit.
Well, the May's and deliveries is going to be going off the board shortly here, but yeah, it's a
July did as well.
It gapped lower, yes. It had a low trade on Friday there of 57.75, and the overnight high was 52. Ideas are if we can build a little bit of base here, we can maybe go back and attempt to fill that gap on the old crop. The main thing is this new crop, December, you know, a lot of guys aren't really priced up to where they want to be on the new crop. So moves back in to fill that gap back to this 550, 552 area is going to become resistance here on little dead cat bounces.
Yeah, because there was a gap there as well, as you discussed on that December contract. What does it mean, anything, if anything, for livestock producers? Should they be thinking about putting some bids in to purchase old crop, if not new crop corn, or do you think things will serve them better later on, too?
That's a very good analysis there on what producers should do from the livestock sector, from the point old crop continues to remain tight, and that's going to be the tough one for them as we move on into the summer, and the new crop won't get here as soon as they want it to be. They're going to have to use price breaks in here to actually secure the actual physical cash to keep them in business here. That's going to be the challenge they're going to be faced with, and we would recommend trying to secure those supplies, because it's just going to be awful tough to shake those supplies loose.
Hey, thanks so much.
Very good, Todd.
That is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon.
Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You can always find us online at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming from the pre-opening market report to the closing market report and everything in between. We post it not long after it airs on our website. You can use your smartphone to get to that same website at willag.org. We have the other mobile website there, too. You can get to it at m.willag.org. They look a little different on your smartphone, so you can try them both, willag.org or m.willag.org. Don't have access to a smartphone or the internet, just use your regular old telephone and dial this number, 217-333-3434. We update that one at about 10:15 and 3:15 each and every business day with some numbers and a bit of analysis.